Welcome everybody, Shia number 1009. We're learning today Lilay Nishmas Moshe Doif by Rav Aaron Zissel. Lilay Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shalema Elio Bendina Malka Shetakav Rafu Shalema Besoich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I just want to talk a minute. We've been talking about, like we said last year, basically the Malacha of Mavir, most of it is just going through various different appliances, how they apply electric and so on, and how it applies, how we could work with it on Shabbos if need be, what, when, and where. In general, we've been saying where possible, one should ask, and so on. Now, one situation which could come up, which a person might not be able to ask, but they should know beforehand, and that is a telephone. Now, I mentioned a few shiurim ago in reference to a telephone, the regular telephone that people have today, you know, the cordless phone or whatever, the phone with the cord. I'm not sure how many people still have that. Obviously all the phones are push button. People who still do have a phone, many people work with cell phones today, obviously, so it's a little bit of a different procedure, but I'm not going to get into the whole cell phone issue, how that works. Obviously, number one, we want to just, you know, mention that, like we always do, and if it's a case of an emergency, right, a person has to do whatever it takes to have a cell phone, get the cell phone, make the call immediately, no shinoi, no change, as fast as possible. If it's a case of emergency, pekuach nefesh, and even sofik pekuach nefesh, like we always say, even a question, one cell phone, two cell phones, five people, all their cell phones, doesn't make a difference. You do whatever it takes, and that's it, and as fast as possible. Okay, so that's as far as that. Now, as far as if there is time, as far as using a cell phone, we're not going to get into that right now. Obviously, there's many different type of cell phones, many different ways that they work. There's flip phone, there's smartphone, and so on. Okay, but though the people who still use at home, they still have a push button, the regular phone, regular cordless phone, or the wall phone, or whatever you call it, in general, so again, the same thing applies, obviously, in cases of pekuach nefesh, emergency, you pick it up and you call as fast as possible. But if one has, let's say one has to make a phone call on Shabbos, it's an emergency situation, but we still have time, we know that we have time, it's not whatever the case is, the person has to get to the hospital, sometimes possibly giving birth. Again, I'm not giving a general rule over here, but each situation is different. Sometimes there's a person that has to get to the hospital, but it's not an emergency, but they do have to get there on Shabbos, and they have to make a phone call the doctor, and find out what's going on. But, there is time to spare. So in those cases, one should preferably make the phone call with a shinoi. In other words, with a change, with a differently than one might do during the week. Just to give some examples, just to read from the Sefer Lamedes Malachas on page 1208, he says like this: in a time of essence, the phone may be used as in the ordinary manner, of course, without any, cumbersome conditions, as they say. You have to do whatever you have to do if it's a case of an emergency. However, if one is absolutely certain, now he mentions that it's important to keep in mind, if one is absolutely certain, if one has a suffix, they're not sure if they have time, then also, you all hands on deck, you do whatever you have to do. But if one is absolutely certain that an extra moment to be, there is extra time to be spared, let's say the person has to get to the hospital, but you know, if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes extra, it's not going to make or break the situation, and it's not going to affect the patient's safety, he brings down, the following steps should be preferably taken. Number one, the receiver should be removed in an unusual manner by either knocking it or lifting it off with one's elbow in a case whereby they know it won't break. If if it's a delicate phone, it's going to fall on the floor and break. So obviously it's defeating the purpose. So to take it off the receiver, these obviously using a phone on Shabbos can't be done. We understand that. So whether it's the Rabbanan, the Raisa, we're not getting into that whole thing. Even just the Rabbanan, whatever the case is, you do it with a shinoi. Or possibly to take it off with another person, two people taking it off together. or possibly removing it with both hands at one time. In other words, doing it in a different way than is usually done during the week. Now, when one makes the phone call to dial the numbers, the same thing, if they know with certain, they're 100% sure that they still have time, the, you know, 5-10 minutes more is not going to make or break the situation. So then, if possible, they should dial also to dial the number of the doctor or whatever they're calling with a shino, to like to press the buttons with a bent finger, with their joints. Usually you press the buttons with the tip of your finger, right? So you press it with the joints he brings down, or possibly even he brings down a child could be told to make the call. Okay, but be it as it may, it also should be done in the, if possible, with the least amount of dialing. Let's say somebody calls 911, for example. Sometimes he brings down, again, many municipalities are on the phone with one button. You know, you press one button, it's 911. Sometimes a person has a dial, a automatic dial where they press a number if they have to call, they feel they have to call Hatzalah, or whatever the case is, or they're set up for a car service where they have time, they don't need Hatzalah. So they might have one number by a speed dial, like a speed dial type of a thing. So as little to try and do, as little actions as possible, again, in conjunction with the amount of time that one might have. Now, he brings out an important point that if one feels they call 911 or they're calling the ambulance or whatever, and if they feel that they'll have to press more buttons to call Hatzalah, and it's going to be, you know, if he say brings like this, however, if one feels it's safer calling Hatzalah, which is more responsive, obviously, the person may do so, even though it involves dialing more numbers. The person does have to worry about it. Again, dealing in cases whereby one still has time. If you know you're going to call the other people or whatever the case is, it might be less numbers, but and if I press more numbers, I'll get to Hatzalah. But we all understand that Hatzalah, you know, Hatzalah is more responsive, and the other people, it's sometimes it's not worth 2 cents. So that's, a person doesn't have to worry about if they have to press more numbers, if it's a question of getting Hatzalah or not. Again, all this is brought down to Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, other Sfarim also. He brings down as far as returning, now let's say when you're done, could I return the receiver to the, you know, put this receiver back? Now obviously if there's a person called a doctor and they have to wait for the call from the doctor, again in the case whereby one has time to spare, but they're waiting for the call for the doctor and is an emergency situation, obviously, so one is allowed to hang up the receiver when calling the doctor so that the doctor calls back, so as to leave the line clear that the doctor needs, where the doctor could call back. Obviously, this they could put it back. Hanging up the receiver, he says, further does the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, hanging up the receiver should be done with the same backhanded motion, again, with a shinoi, as much as possible, with two people at once or whatever. Again, where possible, if it's possible. Now, he brings down another thing again, depending on the situation, if one will definitely no longer be need at all the phone for any doctor or somebody to call back in for this situation, then the phone, the receiver may not be hung up, because obviously hanging it up is also a problem on Shabbos. Hanging up the receiver. So if one knows for sure there's no issues of calling back, they sent the message or whatever, they called the doctor, they got the information, they're on the way, whatever, so then putting back the receiver on the hook should not be done either. That's what he says. If there will be definitely no longer any need for the incoming call, then the phone receiver may not be hung up. Now, as far as talking on the phone per se, let's say to the doctor, he brings out like this, that when speaking on the telephone, in the case of an emergency, obviously where time is of the essence, again, there's all hands on deck, you don't count words, you don't do nothing, but he says when speaking on the telephone, one need not be careful, even in this case, one need not be careful to weigh each word, right? They don't have to watch, I said two words instead of one, if need be, whereby one has to call, even in case where the time is not of so much the essence, they have a few minutes to spare, but may speak freely regarding any matters only relevant to the patient and their treatment, right? It has to be obviously pertaining to this. One may even say he brings down hello or goodbye if it's customary in the ordinary conversation. You know, when you call the doctor, you're allowed to just say the word hello. However, he says one should be careful. It goes without saying that any conversation on topics unrelated to emergency situation would be us. Obviously, you know, if a person calls the doctor and the doctor's telling what to do, you know, before they hang up, well, how was your vacation, doc? You know, that you don't do, obviously. It's only emergency what's for the patient. Anything else, asking the doctor, how was his vacation? You know, could I make an appointment for next week? All these type of things, obviously, is not allowed to be done. Only what's needed for the moment for the patient. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tov.